The Torah tells us to take the Arba Minim, but it doesn't actually say what they all are explicitly. In regards to the Esrog, it says pre-Eitz Hadar, which means the beautiful fruit. The Gemara says the word Hadar is Hadar, Meshana Lashana. It could go ahead and live from year to year. But the question is, why does the Torah refer to the Esrog in this roundabout way? Why doesn't it specifically say Esrog? The answer is the year is a microcosm of life. You have the youth, you have maturity for some people, you have later years, you have the winter, you have the summer, you have the hot, the cold. The year includes mundane things, exciting days, success and failures, blessings and challenges, fastballs and curveballs, warm and difficult times in life, ups and downs. It's the whole cycle of life. The Esrog is the one that not only lives in it from year to year, but actually thrives from year to year. Many people live in a season, but they only live in one season. When they're taken out of their regular habitat, they sometimes fail. The message of the Esrog is, go ahead and not only live through every season, but thrive and grow and use every opportunity to reach new heights. Be like an Esrog, have an awesome, uplifting Yontif.